It's Saturday morning and time for the Coaches Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Good morning and welcome to the Coaches Show. District title games last night, first of all, at the Rackers Fieldhouse, the Jefferson City Jays against the Hawaii Crusaders, and the Jays win the district title by a score of 65-63. In Owensville, a district title win for the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons. They beat the top seed Fatima Lady Comets last night by a score of 39-34. And joining us is Lady Falcons head basketball coach Brandon Moore. First of all, coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Big win for us.
What a great week of basketball for your team.
It really was. We were fortunate to get all three of our games in. A lot of teams had byes to the second round. And some teams only had one game. So it was great for us to get all three and of course, won those.
You opened up against Cuba. You were the number three seed, won that basketball game, advanced to the district semifinals on Wednesday, took on the second seed, St. James. You had split earlier in the year as far as two games against them is concerned. And you win that ball game 50-45. Tell us a little bit about that one, first of all.
Well, yeah, we knew it would be tough going in. You know, it was at their place, but had to have a perfect game plan because they got us at the Comet Classic most recently. It was definitely a defensive matchup, low scoring game, kind of like last night in the championship. But we just continued to grind it out. We got hot in the second half there, and I think we actually had seven threes in the second half, and that's kind of what helped us, really win it in the end there. But again, good defense down the stretch and got our offense going a little bit there in the second half, and that was a good recipe for success.
Went over the Fatima Comets last night by a score of 39-34. The winning streak now is at 10. Let's talk a little bit about that championship game and the win for you.
Yeah, it was a heck of a great environment to be in last night. Fatima was there to support, and they have a great basketball team. Coach Matt Baker down there, he's got his team playing really, really well. And of course, they've had a great season all along. That's, they were deserving of the one seed. But, we went in as the underdog just saying, hey, we just got to go play and don't feel any pressure here and just execute the game plan, which was to be ourselves at this point in the season. I thought we just came out and we anticipated so well defensively, held them to 17 points in the first half. If you can do that against anybody, you're going to put yourself in position to win a lot of games. And then we turned around and had some struggles offensively there in the first half, but bounced back in the second half, put the press on a little bit just to try and get some quick offense. And I thought that really helped us out, got us into the flow a little bit and helped us stop thinking, I think, in the half court offensively. We got some looks to go and hit some free throws down the stretch and put ourselves in position to win it, man. It was great.
You take a look at last night's basketball game, and I think you went to the foul line 25 times last night, didn't you?
We did, and we're pretty fortunate that we went 25 times because we didn't shoot it at a high percentage, but, we made the ones that counted, so I guess I'll live with it.
I saw you practice toward the end of practice earlier in the week, and the basketball team really getting after it, weren't they?
They were. At this point of the season, you're not going to go really long at practice, but it's got to be intense. It's got to be as close to a game as possible because that's going to carry over, and that's what I continue to talk about with the girls, and they did a fantastic job on Thursday, and again, I think it carried over. It really helped us in last night's game.
We talked about the winning streak now at 10. Tell me about the mindset of this basketball team. I imagine there's a lot of confidence on this basketball team right now.
There is. It was a little bit of a struggle. I know we've talked in the past with just our schedule and the midpoint of our season, some of those tough teams that we played. I think once we got out of that, we still had to find ourselves a little bit in those first few games, even though we came away with some wins. But then it seems like game after game, you win, you realize, okay, we are a good basketball team. We can't compete with almost anybody. And then we just continue to build off of it each day in practice and every single game. And so the girls have done a great job of feeding off each other. And I think they believe. I think that's the biggest thing right now. It's the mindset. And they believe in each other and they believe in themselves. And it's a pretty awesome thing to watch, really.
You talked about the schedule, and you played a difficult schedule. When you were in that stretch where you were losing some basketball games, did you do anything different as far as practice or as far as the mindset was concerned so that, that the, the team continued to work and the team said, hey, we're a good basketball team?
You know, I think it was more from an encouragement standpoint. You know, I just continue to tell them, hey, we started the season believing we were a good basketball team, and now that we've lost some games, you can't doubt yourself. You can't doubt your teammates. We just have to continue to work and understand that when we come out of this thing, you know, we can either be a better team or we can be a worse team, depending on, you know, how you view it. And so, again, it's encouragement, and I think they bought into that, and it was hard. You know, you're talking to teenagers who you know, when you're losing basketball games, that's really hard for them. You know, it's hard for anybody, but it's especially hard for them. But they continue to stay the course, and that's what I'm proud of them for. You know, and again, came out of that, and that's the big takeaway. You know, it wasn't so much the X's and O's, because it's hard to coach the X's and O's when you're up against girls that, you know, might be more athletic or bigger than you or play more basketball than you. So, yeah, it was just positive encouragement, really.
First district title for the Lady Falcons since 2013.
Yeah, it's great to be a part of. You know, we had a lot of support last night, and even the boys' coaching staff was there supporting us. We had a decent student section, so it was a lot of fun, and we're happy and blessed to be able to get us another district title at Blair Oaks.
Boy, what a journey for you as first-year head basketball coach for the Lady Falcons.
Yeah, it has been. You know, going into this thing with all the COVID restrictions, we knew we'd have some cancellations. And, of course, the weather a few weeks ago did not cooperate. We got, you know, a couple days of basketball in 2 weeks. You know, that was really tough on us. But now we're starting to roll a little bit, and hopefully we can keep it going that way just with, you know, normalcy, I guess you could say. But obviously a great learning experience for me. Blessed to be able to have the position. And I'm just going to continue to do the best I can for the girls and the community.
5-point win last night over Fatima. You get 13 points from Mallory Fick, 13 points from freshman Autumn Bax.
Yeah, big night for both of those. You know, in a low-scoring game, 13 points is a lot for both of them. And I just thought Mal did a great job just continuing to work throughout the duration of the game. It was a struggle. Their zone was so good, and they get you in that three-quarter court, 1-2-2 press, and it's just tough. You know, it really takes the air out of the basketball a lot. And then Autumn Bax, of course, just as a freshman stepping up. And all season long we said, hey, just go play hard. You know, we know you're going to make some freshman mistakes. We don't care about that. We just want you to play as confident as you can, be aggressive, and good things are going to happen. And you know, last night was a prime example of that. She was strong going to the basket, played excellent defense, rebounded the ball for us. And those little things really helped us, you know, seal it in the end.
You know, I don't think you can underestimate the achievement of this basketball team this week as the number 3 seed, because you take a look at the bracket now in Class 4 girls. There's still one game to be played, district title game this afternoon in District 12. But of the 15 districts where district champions were crowned either on Thursday or Friday, there are 10 number 1 seeds out of those 15 districts that advanced on to the tournament.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that. That's really interesting. Anytime a 3 seed can win, I think it's obviously the underdog, but I think it's tough. It's tough to do, and that statistic kind of points to that. That 1 seed usually has the advantage.
You take a look at it from the standpoint, you're the number 3 seed in the district in District 9, and Ava, the number 4 seed in District 11. They beat Forsyth last night, 55-47 to advance, and then there were a couple of number 2 seeds, but predominantly the number 1 seeds win their district.
Yep. And you know, it's like you said, just it's kind of how it goes. So again, it all goes back to us being able to win as a 3 seed. It's just, to me, it's we didn't look at it so much the seed as going through it. It was more of, hey, let's focus on us and not worry about the seed, and understand that, you know, especially with Fatima St. James, we had beat them once in a year. Fatima, we played them tough at our place early in the season. We felt we were a different basketball team now than we were then. So just, again, it's a confidence thing. And sometimes you get a little chip on your shoulder being in the lower seed as well. Sometimes the pressure is in the higher seed locker room.
You know, and you stepped out on the floor last night. Your team felt like they could beat Fatima, didn't it?
They did. You know, it's kind of the last, you know, 9 games. We had a 9-game win streak. So the confidence feeds into that. These girls also, you know, our girls at Blair Oaks also know the Fatima girls pretty well. They play some other sports together in the summertime, and they see them quite a bit, you know. So there's definitely a competitive edge there on both sides of it. And so you're always due for a really competitive matchup there. So they know their tendencies, and we knew that going in. So just had to execute, and the team that I think was going to work the hardest was the one that was going to come away with that.
All right, you head to the sectionals on Wednesday night. A familiar opponent, as you will meet Eldon, both out of the Tri-County Conference.
Yes, yeah. You know, we beat them in the regular season, but I tell you what, hats off to that coach. He's done a fantastic job this season. They've got a couple girls that can really put the ball in the basket. They're young, you know, so we're going to have to do a good job of trying to just pressure them and take them out of what they want to do. But, again, fantastic job. We're going to have to make sure we have a really good game plan going in and execute. I think we're going to see a lot of zone like we have been out of them. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things, if we could just maintain a good flow pace throughout, I think we'll fare pretty good. So
they play a couple of freshmen on this basketball team, don't they?
They do. And I tell you what, their point guard, I thought she was really effective against us the first time we played them. She's just really quick, really, really great ball handler. And she can get to where she wants to go on the floor, and she sets her teammates up a lot. And I think their sophomore's a leading scorer there, and she can really shoot the lights out. Had several games this season where she was 30-plus, I think almost 40 points in a couple games. And so just trying to limit those girls is going to be key for us.
Eldon will come in with a mark of 9-15, won the district title with victories over Buffalo, and then beat School of the Osage last night for the district title. As you mentioned, one game against the two teams. February the 11th at Eldon, you beat them by 7, 51-44.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that was a tough one at their place. There was a lot of energy that night, and they just, again, they play pretty fast basketball. They're gonna get in there and guard you a little bit, and so that was a tough one. You know, you talk about a 7-point win. We just, that night, it just felt like they were on. And we could never get that big lead that we wanted to, you know. And that was, again, it was a tribute to what they were doing against us, defensively, offensively. And they just played good basketball. So, again, that coach has been playing really, really solid basketball. So, it's not going to be easy. I'll tell you that. So we gotta make sure we're ready to go and not look past it.
All right, Wednesday night, are you going there or are they coming here?
We're supposed to host. Okay. And the game will be at 6 p.m. Yep.
Number one key in that ball game for you?
We've won 10 straight games because we've trusted each other and we've bought into who we are at this point. We're not going to try anything that we haven't done all season. We're going to stick to what we're good at and just try to execute. I think that's number one for us. You know, anything outside of that, I don't think we should focus on those things. I'm not going to overcoach at this point in the season. I can tell you the last few games, it's been me watching a lot because these girls have really taken ownership. And they've matured so much. So I'm going to let my team play and, again, just be ourselves.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. Congratulations on the district title.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Blair Oaks Lady Falcons head basketball coach Brandon Moore. Back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
In gym class, we've learned how to run the obstacle course. At home, I've learned how to do backflips on the trampoline. And in school, we've learned just how important exercise and physical activity is to the health of your heart. But, Mom and Dad, did you know that the Missouri Heart Center helps diagnose, treat, and prevent heart diseases? They'll tell you the same thing my teachers told me. Exercise is key to a healthy, happy heart, so you don't miss a beat. Comprehensive cardiovascular care in the heart of Missouri. MoHeartCenter.com.
Frontier Metal wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers for their unwavering support. Even with everything going on, the building industry has continued to grow. But even with that growth, Frontier Metal still has all of the building supplies that you might need. Custom building packages, lumber, doors, windows, fasteners, and more.
Hi, I'm Jerry Martin from Frontier Metal. Frontier Metal, your new frontier in building materials, off Highway 52, in Versailles, and at frontiermetal.biz.
This week is Thank a Farmer Week in the state of Missouri. This week is the perfect time to thank those who devote their lives to providing safe and healthy food for our families. Farmers also provide clothing, transportation, shelter, and more. It is easy to overlook the importance of what farmers do, but without their dedication and hard work, we would not have the luxuries and the life that we often take for granted. So this week, thank a farmer. This message is sponsored by your tractor guys at Rosebud Tractor.
Have you been driving around a damaged car because you don't want to deal with the stress of getting it fixed? Take it to the stress-free body shop. This is Zach Fletcher with Fletcher Performance and Paint. We make fixing your car as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, we offer interest-free 90-day snap financing to help cover the unexpected deductible cost. 2, we offer rental cars, so you'll have transportation while your car is in the shop. 3, continue life as normal without ever being carless or stressing about cash. Fletcher Performance and Paint. With FPP, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. FPPBodyShop.com.
MidMo 2021, deep in the darkest recesses of Sergeant Storm's Citadel.
Every roof will feel my wrath. Wind and rain unite. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wait, a signal has been sent. It looks like Mid-Missourians have already had the rooftops replaced and the siding saved by the Great Panther!
This is Greg A. Hodges, a.k.a. the Great Panther. Send a signal to HodgesMo.com or call 573-ROOFING.
Home of the Great Panther! Since 1976.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Great basketball game last night at the Rackers Fieldhouse between the Jefferson City Jays and the Helias Crusaders. The Jays led by 8 after 1, 23-15, had a 3-point lead at the half at 31-28, 17-13. Helias was outscored by Jefferson City in the third quarter. The Jays took a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter at 48-41. And it was the Crusaders outscoring the Jays 22-17 in the fourth quarter. But it was a 2-point victory last night for the Jefferson City Jays, 65-63. Late in the ballgame, 58 seconds left to go. A couple of foul shots made by Steven Samuels. And the Jays lead by 3. 61-58. Malcolm Davis steps to the line for the Helias Crusaders, makes 2 foul shots with just 14 seconds left to tie the basketball game up at 63. Jays inbound it, Sterling Deshay in the lane with the dish to Michael Adequar. He lays it up off the glass to give the Jays the 2-point lead at 65-63. Crusaders then inbound it, bring it up the floor. Desmond White at the top of the key, well guarded by the Jays, is able to get a shot off at the top of the key at the buzzer for 3 in the win. It hits the front of the iron and bounds away, and the Jays win by a score of 65-63. The Blair Elks Falcons will meet the St. James Tigers for a district title this afternoon in Owensville. We're joined now by Fatima Comets head basketball coach Ryan Robertson. I know you very much wanted to be in this title game today, didn't you?
Yeah, that one the other night hurt as bad as anyone we've ever had. We weren't looking fast or anything, but you just run into a team that's hot. That's what we did.
You trailed in the basketball game. You tied it up midway through the fourth quarter, and you probably felt like you were in pretty good shape at that point, didn't you, after you made that run?
Yeah, you know, once we tied it, I thought, here we come. But, you know, they came down and just made big play after big play. That team the other night was not the ones we saw in film or the one we played in December. They were giant killers the other night.
You had a great season, though, didn't you?
I say one of the best seasons in Fatima history. That record may have not said that, but the schedule was the best that I had seen since I'd been here. We played Bashan, we played Borgia, we played the Jays, Helias. That's not something we do every year. Now, through that all, we played everybody tough, obviously, except Sean. And I did feel it made us better. But, again, you know, one hot team in March, you've seen the movie before, how, you know, once they get the lead, their confidence goes. You play not to lose. I feel like that's probably what happened.
You know, you have a situation, too, where everybody basically is 0-0 as you go into postseason play. And the best thing is you win, you move on. You don't worry too much about, well, it didn't go as well as we thought. You move on if you win.
That's all that matters, you know. And And that's with any team. Like the other night, I kind of thought we were playing pretty good basketball coming into that game, and St. James had been sputtering until the first round of the districts, and they clobbered a Cuba team that was down this year. But it goes to show, it just takes 2 minutes to change your season. If you get hot at the start, like they got hot at the start of that game, anything can happen, and I think you'll see that today. You know, whoever, those first 2 minutes, whoever can get comfortable, I think that'll dictate.
That's one of the things we wanted to talk to you about before we took a break at the bottom of the hour. As you played St. James twice this year, you've played the Blair Oaks Falcons twice this year. Give us a scouting report as far as this game is concerned this afternoon.
The strange thing about St. James is they've played a style the entire year that they're not doing right now. So they are normally a 2-2-1 or 2-1-2 press back into a hard trapping zone. And then the other night they came out, ran back on defense, kind of protected the fort, really just a kind of a soft zone and kind of just made us shoot it, which was different than what we had seen. I suspect they would do that again today. You can't, you know, they're not going to be able to let Blair Oaks, you know, go 100 mile an hour up and down if they want to stay in this game. And Blair Oaks on the other side is going to do what they always do. They're going to crawl in you and man and pressure you and try to get you out of what you want to do, make you bounce the ball and try to get to the rim and force you to the big guy.
You take a look at this basketball game in terms of size, the height advantage belongs to the Falcons this afternoon, doesn't it?
Yeah, to combat that, St. James is one of the meaner teams we play. You know, they're fundamentally sound on blocking out, but defensively, I don't know how they can combat a kid like that, because even if you double him, Blair Oaks does such a good job of finding him in double teams that it's going to be hard. But, you know, again, if they can come out and hit some shots early and hang around, you know, and get the belief going, you know, you could see a decent game.
What kind of pace will we see this afternoon?
Two teams want to do the opposite. I think St. James does do a good job. They will throw it up the floor for something easy, but if not, they're going to, what we say, put it in a grinder, I think. They've got to have minute possessions to stay in it. I think Blair Oaks will just play their normal game. You know, they're going to throw it up the floor. They'll play relaxed. You know, if the shot's there, they'll knock it in. If not, they'll go inside. But I think, if I'm St. James, I think you got to shorten the game some.
Give me a top player for St. James this afternoon.
You know, their name, we watched about 10 films on them. I can tell you numbers, not names. Number 30 is their engine of the bus. He handles the ball. He's not explosive, but you won't find more fundamentally sound than him. He's just strong with it. He takes care of it. He gets them in what they want to do. And then 24, ironically, is their maybe their biggest player, and he's their best shooter on film. Now, the other night, 11 came out and hit several, but they will all shoot it, and they're so well coached. You know, they ain't gonna just beat themselves. They're gonna try to grind, and he runs a ton of stuff. It's not like a team that just runs straight motion or ball screen continuity. He's running a set every trip if he can.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Fatima Comets head basketball coach Ryan Robertson. Again, we'll have the broadcast from Owensville. It's the district title game as the Blair Oaks Falcons meet the St. James Tigers, 2:45, with our pregame show, 3 o'clock, with the play-by-play. Last night, the Jays had four players in double figures in the two-point win over Helias. Sterling Deshaies leads the way with 18 points, 12 from Kevion Pendleton, Steven Samuels with 11, Michael Onokwor with 10. Back with more after the break.
News Radio KWOS remembers.
Hello, Rush. It is an absolute honor to speak with you, and it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Rush Limbaugh.
I wanted to thank you for being an inspiration to me, and I'm sure millions of others across the country, for dealing with your health situation during this pandemic. It makes my situation seem not quite so bad. So thank you.
104.5. News Radio 950, KWOS.
Have you been impacted by COVID and are behind on your rent or utilities? Qualified Missouri renters may be eligible for the Missouri State Assistance for Housing Relief Program. It offers assistance for up to 12 months for rent, past due rent, and utilities. For information on how you may be eligible for this program and other housing assistance in your area, visit our website at mohousingresources.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Hope you were with us last night. A heck of a basketball game on KWOS. District title game from the Rackers Fieldhouse between the Jefferson City Jays and the Helias Crusaders. 65-63, the Jays win the basketball game. Michael Onokwor scores a bucket with 7 seconds left to go in the contest to give the Jays the victory. Helias with a three at the buzzer, hit the front of the iron and bounded away. It's the district title for the Jays, their first since 2015, and their first victory over the Helias Crusaders. Since 2015, the Crusaders had won 10 in a row previous to last night's basketball game. As we mentioned, four in double figures last night for the Jays. Sterling Deshaies leads the way with 18. They get 12 from Kevion Pendleton, Steven Samuels with 11, Michael Onokwor with 10, 19-7, a great year for Joe Rothweiler's ball club. And it's Malcolm Davis who leads the way with 22 points. Desmond White had 16, 16 as well for Damon Johan. So congratulations to Tony Phillips and the Jefferson City Jays on a district title last night over Helias 65-63. Congratulations as well to Kay Foster, the head basketball coach for the Jefferson City Lady Jays. She joins us on the Coach's Show. Congratulations on a district title win.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. That was a great night, and we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Boy, I tell you what, first year's head basketball coach, is it more special to win a district title in your first year?
You know what? I was just very blessed that I came into a really great situation. I mean, I'll be honest with you. These kids were going to win despite me. And they have a mission, and they know where they want to be at the end of the season, and they have worked relentlessly every single day to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
All right, the Jefferson City Lady Jays beating the Cavaliers 65-30 in the title game at the Fleming Field House on Thursday. Earlier in the week, went over and were doing the basketball game between the Jays and the Capital City Cavaliers. Got there early, got a chance to watch you practice a little bit toward the end of the practice session. Basketball team was getting after it, weren't they?
We make them compete. That's part of what we do on a daily basis. I always think that iron sharpens iron. So we have our bigs competing against each other, our guards competing against each other, and we'll even have our bigs competing against our guards just to get ready for matchups for the next game. So we don't shy away and, put our C team or our JV team against our kids a lot. We just go straight out against each other.
We've talked about this with you before, but there's great chemistry on this basketball team, isn't there?
These kids love each other, and I love them. And, you know, I've always been, have just a real big philosophy that the kids on my team, our team, their job is to love each other, and my job is to love them. And they have really bought into that. They have spent a lot of time taking care of each other and building those bonds. And we've done a lot of bonding and character building also within our program throughout the year. And irregardless of how our season ends up, they're going to have a really special year full of memories and full of love. And going forward, that's going to be a good thing to look back on.
I always talk about this from the standpoint of, to me, the gold standard in high school basketball during the regular season is to pick up 20 wins, and you did that this year at 20-2.
That is incredible because we were short of 5 games from a regular schedule. We couldn't get anybody in the area to play us. We were calling St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield. I had a couple out-of-state games lined up that we couldn't get on our schedule because of COVID. And so we were stuck. We only played 22 games. And usually a regular season, we'd be around 27. So for them to get 20 with a shortened schedule, I'm just real proud of them. That's quite an accomplishment.
You know, he didn't play a lot in February either, did you?
You know what? I was just telling Tom Rackers at the paper that the Jess City boys are a hot team right now, and the Blair Oaks girls were a hot team. And I said, we only have 4 games in February. I said, I don't even know if we're hot. Because we haven't hardly played, and, you know, we just couldn't get anybody to play us. So hopefully, you know, we've done some things in practice to up the tempo and get after it and get the competition and the juices flowing that we can come out of here hot.
With just a few games in February, was it difficult to keep everything sharp?
You know, it was. There was a week we had right before we went to Maryville that everybody in the state was in this. That's what, in the same thing where we had that snowstorm. And we went like 7 days. Out of those 7 days, four we were off from school. We didn't practice for four straight days. You know, that probably helped to break up that stretch in February. In hindsight, probably about as good as anything, you know.
You know, it's been, I wrote this down, it's been a career 1,000-point season for the Lady Jays.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe what my kids have done? I mean, to have three 1,000-point scores on the same team
right
in the same year, I don't think, looking back at history, I can't remember that ever happening. And, gosh, I'm so excited for them. It's just so well-deserved, and they've worked hard, and, you know, they've given, they're ballers. You know, they all like being on the court and in the summer and during the winter, and just, gosh, I'm just so proud of them. Good for them.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I don't know that you will find anywhere in high school basketball three career 1,000-point scores in the same season.
No, and you know, what's great about it is all three of those kids, they accomplish that goal, but they're so unselfish in sharing the ball. I mean, it's not like the when we went to Maryville and they had the Division I player, K-State, she's got 1,000 points. Well, she shoots it every time she touches the ball. You know, these three kids do not shoot it every time they touch the ball. They share it, and they, you know, get theirs in the flow of the offense. So just, I'm just real proud of them. They're very unselfish.
Yeah, let's spend a moment and talk about these three players, because Hannah Nilges went over 1,000 points in the ball game against the Capital City Lady Cavaliers. Kara Daly and Sarah Linthicum doing it earlier in the year. Tell me about these three players.
They are, you know, first of all, just fantastic people. They're going to go places. You know, I'm real excited to see where they're going to, I know where they're going to land in college, but, you know, beyond college, what they're going to do with their lives, because they're going to make a lot of impact on a lot of kids and a lot of people. Hannah Nilges, let's take her first. You know, she had a little harder road to 1,000 points. She being a point guard, you know, I'm real big on having my point guards getting everybody else involved in the offense and to distribute the ball. And she's had a big part in that, and also a big part of the other two getting their 1,000 points. So, you know, that she had a harder road, and I'm glad she was able to make it there. She's going to do very well at Drake and in their scheme of their offense, because they're a three-point shooting philosophy up there at Drake. And, you know, she's got to get a little stronger. You know, they all three are need to get a little stronger going into their freshman season in college ball. But she's going to be gel real well up there. Sarah Linthicum, she is just a glue player. She pulls everybody in with her. She tries to keep peace on the team. She has a leader's voice that other kids want to follow, and they don't even know they're following. Very positive kid. You know, she's little kids flock to her like a magnet. I think she's going into elementary education, and she's got a bright future. And then Kara Daly, she's one of those kids that just comes in every single day and grinds hard, never complains. I had to laugh even at practice the other day. We had a really grueling practice last week, and it's the first time I ever heard her say under the breath, "Oh, yeah, we had to run yesterday." You know, because she just never says that. So I knew it was a hard practice when she said something about it. Because she just comes in and grinds every day and, you know, just glad to be there and just goes to work. And they all three complement each other, because they just all play a different style of basketball. And that's why they all three have, like I said, complement each other, but they have different strengths that we rely on different games. So if someone takes away Kara Daly, the other two, it plays to their strengths. If someone takes away Hannah Nilges, the other two, that plays to their strengths. So it's just a very special group of young ladies. They're going places.
With the district title win, 65-30 over Capital City on Thursday, as we mentioned, you moved to 20-2 on the season. I think that's the fifth straight 20-plus win season for the Lady Jays. Says a lot about the program, doesn't it?
You know, it sure does. The in 2016, my daughter played on the team. They got beat up as freshmen. And then I think that was their first 20-year season or that year. And then the year after, maybe not. And that all kind of started steamrolling it going forward, because Micah Linthicum came in that freshman year of my daughter's senior year. and Caitlin Anderson, and that group just got it going. And then, of course, you have a Lithicum, another Lithicum girl comes in, and then another one comes in. And, you know, I remember when my daughter was playing as a senior, that Hannah Nilges and Kara Daly, they were there at all our basketball camps, and just that whole group of kids in that class, we were just real excited about them coming up. So it starts way down in the ground roots, and just kind of, or grassroots, I guess, and it's just kind of built, and we've had some move-ins that have just enhanced the program. So it's you know, and next year, you know what, we're going to be better than people think we're going to be next year. So I'm really, you know, kind of looking forward to that challenge, because I think we'll surprise some people next year too.
With the win on Thursday, Hannah Nilges, I believe, had 16 points in the basketball game. Kara Daly with 14. Hannah Lithicum with 13. You're out on the bracket. Before we talk about this matchup against Springfield Central, took a look at the bracket last night in Class 6 girls. 16 districts. 13 of the 16 districts, the number one seed, won the district title. There's a lot of good teams out on the bracket, isn't there?
There sure is, and we don't take any of them lightly. It's, you know, depending on COVID and how much time you've had on the court and who's hot and schedules, I mean, anything can happen. Kickapoo, Republic took them to overtime down, and that would have been a big upset. The Nixa, they went into overtime game down there. Who we're playing, we literally, I was scouting four teams going into that final, and got it narrowed down to two, because we didn't know who was going to come out of that district, because they had four really solid teams that could have won that district too. So there's a lot of talent across the state, and you know, that's what playoffs are all about. You know, you want to play good games going into that runoff.
All right, sectionals Wednesday night. You'll take on Springfield Central. They are 15-12. Home game or road game for the Lady Jays?
It's going to be an away game. We get to go down to Springfield Central, and I'm looking forward to it. Their gym is an old school, kind of how I played in high school. So the fans are going to be right up on top of you. It's going to be a great basketball environment. We're going to get our kids ready to play for that, because, you know, our kids are used to that open gym environment. You know, most of the kids today are in that open gym environment. And this, it's going to be a lot of fun, because it's going to be really noisy, but we're going to bring a lot of fans out there. I think we'll be noisier than anybody, and it's going to be a really fun gym to play in. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they got the old brick walls, and there's not much room out of you know, out of bounds, and it's going to feel closed in, but it's you know, regulation basketball court. But we're really looking forward. I think the kids are really going to enjoy playing down there. I'm really looking forward to going down there to play.
What's your number one key?
Number one key is that we got to play our style of ball. We got to control the tempo. We know who we are, and we have to control tempo. Both teams that could have come out of that district like to slow it down, and so it's going to be a constant yin and yang on who's going to control the tempo of the game. And if we just play us, you know, solid defense, and keep our posts active on the inside and take advantage of what they give us, you know, it's a winnable game for us.
Coach, good luck next week. Congratulations on the district title, and we will see you next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Jefferson City Lady Jays head basketball coach Kay Foster. We're back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
Sometimes we lie.
No, I didn't get your text. My phone's been acting weird. But when it comes to important things like the roof you and your family live under, you want and need honesty. At Chavez Enterprises, Manny and his crew are straight shooters by giving accurate quotes and explaining exactly what your roof needs and why. Feel free to fib about a text, not about a roof. Chavez Enterprises. Get the truth about your roof. Visit thechavezenterprises.com.
Nearly 90% of people research a company online before making a purchase. Do the math. How many potential customers are you missing out on because you don't have a strong online presence? Having a website isn't enough. You need a strategy to reach those customers and bring them to your website. Zimmer Communications Digital Marketing allows you to get in front of your target audience while they are researching. Our local digital experts can help you customize a strategy that gets you in front of the right people at the right time. Learn more at ZimmerCommunications.com.
What a world it would be if finding excellent employees was easy. Instead, it's one of the most difficult tasks on a business owner's lengthy list of to-dos. But now, There's MidMoHires.com, a site dedicated to finding qualified local people to help build your business. Contact Zimmer Communications and find out how your open positions can be posted and promoted on multiple radio stations and social media platforms. Local companies hiring great local people. Post your openings now at MidMoHires.com.
Gary Nolan on Hodges Roofing and Siding.
My wife and I are downsizing the house. Like, people came out and inspected it and said, we got hail damage on the roof, so I called Greg Hodges. I knew I was going to call Greg because I'd already spoken to his competitors and they told me how good he was. Greg was terrific, and he called and dealt with the insurance company for us. When they left, the only sign that they were there was that beautiful roof.
Hodges Roofing and Siding, home of the Gray Panther. Call 573-ROOFING or send a signal to HodgesMo.com.
With Steve, all I have to do is call. I tell him the problem, he takes care of it. That's the way I like it. A good player that can put it in the basket.
This is Coach Norm Stewart, so you should probably listen to what he has to say about Steve's pest control.
I've been with Steve several years now, and it's just become such a convenience that I just pick up, call, or usually I don't have to call. They come by and check for me, and they do that with everybody, although everybody thinks they're getting special treatment. That's what everybody wants. It's a matter of service, and Steve sets all that up and takes care of it. And he's done that and built the business to now where he's a very dependable person, and he has the good service. Usually the guy that works the hardest has a little reward at the end, and that's the way it is with Steve.
This is Steve with Steve's Pest Control. We're going to solve your pest problems. I guarantee it.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. It's a district title game this afternoon in Owensville, 2:45 with our pregame show, 3 o'clock with the play-by-play. As the Blair Oaks Falcons meet the St. James Tigers, we are joined now by Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. A lot of windshield time for the Ryan Fick family this week.
Yeah, it's been a really fun week in our household this week. Super proud of our girls team and what they were able to accomplish this week. And just been a fun week all the way around.
Yeah, you've been to St. James, to Owensville, and you're headed back to Owensville again today.
Yeah, I've been on the road quite a bit, but it's a great time of the year. It's what March is all about as far as basketball goes, and we're excited to make that drive back to Owensville again today.
I tell you, I can tell it's postseason basketball time because I have so many sheets of paper in front of me. I'm not sure where exactly I'm at as far as my questions are concerned. You know, you take a look at Class 4 today, and you have the basketball game in Owensville against St. James. Buffalo, they were in District 10, and they will play School of the Osage, and the winner of that ball game gets the winner of the ball game between Blair Oaks and St. James. And then in District 7, Hallsville takes on Montgomery County, so there's a tri-county conference feel to Class 4 basketball today.
Yeah, a lot of tri-county feel, and excited for those other teams, Hallsville and Osage, to be able to represent the Tri-County, and hopefully all of us can get a win and move on.
We talk about this all the time. To me, the gold standard in high school basketball is a 20-win regular season. You're at 21-4. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it is kind of the gold standard, and especially this year when going in, you weren't even sure if you're going to play 20 games. And to be able to get to that mark again is a testament to our kids and the work and effort that they put in and what they're able to accomplish. So super proud of those guys as well.
Heading into the game this afternoon, you have, I believe, a 6-game winning streak. I want to go to that for just a second because you lost to the Jefferson City Jays by 2 at the Fleming Fieldhouse, 55-53. You've rattled off 6 straight wins, and the closest that anyone has come to you in a basketball game is 18 points, and that was Helias, and you beat them 64-46. Since that time, you beat Osage 90-48. You beat California 71-40. You beat Versailles 106-58. You beat Eldon by a score of 81-37. And then in the district semifinals earlier this week, you beat Owensville by a score of 71-32.
Yeah, I feel really good about where we're at defensively. I think that has been the common denominator in that stretch. And even the game against Jeff City, I thought we guarded really, really well. And we always try to sell our kids that defense travels, and no matter what's happening on the offensive end, the effort and the energy on the defensive end has to be the constant. And that Jeff City game, our offense sputtered a little bit, and we weren't able to score enough points to win. But you look at that game now, and after Jeff City wins a district title last night, you know, we had said Jeff City was playing really, really well down the stretch, and they had started to put four quarters together, and watching them on film even throughout the year, they look really, really, really good at times, and then they would always maybe have a quarter or half a quarter where they sputtered a little bit. But you know, that loss is nothing to be ashamed of, and because it was against a really good team. So I like the way we're playing, especially on the defensive end.
I like these numbers, and I bet you do too. You take a look at going into that basketball game against Owensville earlier in the week. You average 72 points a ball game on offense, giving up 53.5 points a game on defense. That's a difference of 18.5 points.
Yeah, and like we said, you know, defensively is kind of what we hang our hat on. We obviously have some guys that can score the basketball, but when you get to this time of the year and the thing that you notice about teams that win in March is they can guard, and I think our kids have bought into that.
You take a look at that Owensville game, and they came in. You had a height advantage, and it's a situation where maybe you get off to a slow start, and they're in the basketball game for the first quarter, maybe half, but you took care of business. First 18 points of the basketball game scored by the Falcons. You passed the ball well. You shot the ball extremely well, and your defense was outstanding, and not only the whole ball game, but particularly in the first quarter.
Yeah, and this time of the year, the start of a game is so important. I think when you see the ball go in the basket and you score first, you kind of breathe a little bit easier. And we were able to do that. Our defense was solid. It took Owensville a while. You know, we were able to get them to penetrate to the basket. You've got Luke Northweatherson a little there. I think he had three or four blocks in the first few minutes, and took him a little bit to get a shot off. And, you know, we rebounded well. We got the tempo in our favor, and we got off to that good start, which, you know, allowed us to settle in a little bit quicker.
All right, you have St. James this afternoon. Tell us about the Tigers.
They're a very confident, hot team right now. And you got to sell it to your kids that you can't really look at scores, their scores throughout the season. They've dealt with a lot of adversity. They, on two different occasions, I believe, went on two-week quarantines where they were completely shut down. And, you know, they didn't even get to play in their tournament that, you know, we participated in late January. So it's hard for them to get any kind of rhythm like that, but they're obviously playing their best basketball right now with the win that they had over Fatima the other night. So, you know, they found a way to get that win done, so they're going to come into tonight's game very confident.
What'd you take away from that Fatima game that you saw the other night?
Just the way St. James, you know, you watch them on film, and they played a little bit different against Fatima the other night than what you had seen them, especially on the defensive end. They kind of grinded it out, slowed the tempo down, and played more of a packed in, you know, kind of tempo control zone rather than usually they're out in passing lanes, and they're really aggressive and trapping and even extended full court at times. But they backed it into the half court a little more against Fatima.
Tell me about their top two scorers, Caden Geezy averaging 12.3 points per ball game and Peyton Groover at 11.6 a contest.
Yeah, Groover really shoots the ball well, was really hot the other night against Fatima, and you know, hit some early shots, which, you know, gave them the confidence. And it's one of those deals, you know, a lower seed like that, they come in really with nothing to lose. And if they see the ball go through the net early, that confidence just grows as the game goes along. And especially if they continue to maintain the lead, they just get better and better. And then the other kid, you know, he's not necessarily going to shoot a ton of threes, but he's really good to the basket. Really, you can tell he's a very smart player. Scores well around the basket, and you know, we'll definitely have our hands full with those two. It'd be a, you know, complete team effort to keep them in check.
I think the tallest player that they start is Logan Sparks at 6'4", and he averages about 7 points a basketball game.
Yeah, and he plays, you know, inside and is more of a true post player. Not going to step out too much, but he's physically got some strength, and I'm sure that he'll make some contact with Luke Northweather today, for sure.
You know, we've talked throughout the season. You've gotten, 28 points a game for Luke Northweather. I think Quinn Cushion right around 20 points a ball game. How about what you've seen scoring wise? Jake Closser and Carson Pringer the last month.
Yeah, Jake Closser is averaging 10 on the year, so he's our third guy in double figures. You know, and he's our point guard, so obviously he's out there facilitating the offense. For him to score 10 points a game, you know, he knocks shots down. A lot of times the defenses are focusing elsewhere, and he's able to knock that shot down. Carson Pringer has really done a good job in the last few weeks. You know, he's around 8 or 9 points a game in the last couple weeks. Just, you know, a lot of buckets in transition, a lot of buckets around the rim, because he's that guy that a lot of times his guy is doubling Luke or you know, clogging the lane, and he's done a really good job of driving the ball and scoring at the rim.
As we mentioned, St. James in the district title game with a victory over Fatima earlier this week, and you beat Owensville by a score of 71-32 to make it to the district title game. Take a look at this game today against the St. James Tigers. What's your number one key?
Well, I think the start is key, and I would say probably, you know, to both teams. It, you know, coming out and trying to get off to a good start, especially on the offensive end, we know they're going to try to grind things out and really, you know, maybe ugly it up a little bit with what they do defensively on the offensive end. And you know, they're very well coached. They'll have a game plan in place to probably try to make somebody other than Quinn and Luke beat them. So our other guy's going to have to step up and be ready to score the basketball today. And then on the defensive end, just, you know, get that consistent effort that we've had in the last few weeks.
Coach, thanks for the visit. We'll see you in a couple of hours.
All right, thanks.
Blair Oaks Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick, 2:45 with our pregame show. We'll see you next week.
News Radio 950, KWOS, and on FM at 104.5.